Thank you, Zoya, Justice, and Nate. I love Christian Conover Ranch. My son was baptized in one of the lakes up there. They have, I think, four lakes on the property, and I fished in three of them. And, yeah, I got some rather small bass out of all three lakes. So if you're ever up at the ranch, bring your fishing pole along, and you'll enjoy it. The Gospel of Second Chances. Eduardo Gonzalez was a Norteño. He came from an extended family of Norteños. At the time that I had to deal with Eduardo when I was vice principal of Vacaville High School, his uncle was in prison for gang activity. His father was nowhere to be found. His cousins, he had cousins who were Norteños, and he was quite a handful. He frequently was sent to my office, not by the teachers. The funny thing, when he was in class, he was a pretty decent student. Oh, he didn't do anything. Never did any homework. Didn't carry any books. But he sort of got by mostly with D's, an F or two, and once in a while, a C. But for the most part, he was a likable guy. When he would come to my office, I enjoyed talking with him. I enjoyed it for Eddie. Unfortunately, he came there quite often. He was sent there, not by the teachers, but by the Yardnarks. For those of you who are not familiar, those are the campus supervisors who walk around and when kids are doing something they shouldn't do, they send them to the office. Eddie would wear red. He was told not to wear red. Eddie would tag different places with his individual tag, which most gang members have. Incidentally, I want to mention, we did not have a serious gang problem at Vacaville High School. We had a few wannabes, but I think those who were identified by the police department were only two or three. Unfortunately, Eddie was the real deal. And then he would go around and he would write XIV on his locker or on the mirrors in the bathroom or wherever it could be. For those who don't know, XIV, of course, is 14. The letter N is the 14th letter in the alphabet. And that's why Norteños would frequently write XIV around some places, along with their individual tags. He would also flash gang signs, and of course he wasn't supposed to do that. And so he would frequently come to my office, and I would talk with him. I had to give him detention, Saturday school. He got in a couple of fights. Had to suspend him for those 5 days apiece. And yet when he came to my office, he was always rather friendly. Well, unfortunately, one day, in the second semester of his sophomore year, another fellow who was supposed to be a pretty tough gang member from the town of Salinas was transferring up to Vacaville High School. And so his first day on campus, Eddie walks up and decks him in order to prove that he's the alpha Norteño at Vacaville High School. Well, of course, this is not a fight. This is assault. And for this, I could not suspend him. I had to expel him. When he's expelled from the entire school district. A couple of weeks later, Eddie was involved in a gang fight in one of the parks there in Vacaville. Fortunately, the police arrived rather soon before it got going. They arrested several people, including Eddie, and Eddie had a knife on him. And so he was not sent to jail, which would be the usual thing that would happen. He was sent to some place up in Northern California, I forget where it was. I think it was up near Red Bluff. That was for the more hardened kids. He's only a sophomore, second semester sophomore, but he was a pretty tough guy. About 2 years later, the head counselor, excuse me, head counselor comes to my office and said, guess who's in my office? Eduardo Gonzalez. What? What's he doing here? He's here with his older sister and he wants to come back to school. So I said, well, let me come talk with him. So I went over to her office and I'll make it short. So I talked to the older sister, of course, is not legally in charge, has to be the parent. But the parent cannot speak English, and so she's there to sort of handle things. I walk in and I see this girl, and she's tough looking. I mean, if I were in a dark alley, I would just as soon have her on my side. and she's doing the talk. She says, I want my brother to come back to school here. And I said, well, you know, he was expelled, and that's going to be quite a process. Well, anyway, to make this short, she said, so I said, Eddie, I said, if you come back to school here, there'll be no gang activity. The sister said, you hear that? No gang activity. Eddie looked. You can't wear red, you can't flash gang signs, and you can't write anything, you can't tag. You hear that? So anyway, she's pretty tough cooking. And so I turned to the head counselor and we both nodded and said, okay, we'll give you a second chance at school. Well, the good news is Eddie got by, raised his GPA up to 2.2. Pretty strong for him. And he graduated. He took an extra semester. And of course, he didn't walk. That is, I mean, he did take part in the graduation ceremony. He wasn't about to lower himself to that. But he did graduate. And that was, and we were happy. I was happy. Everybody was happy. Another 2 years later, I was doing a crowd control at a basketball game. One of the duties that most principals and assistant principals do not like to do, right? But you get involved in it. And so I'm there and I'm looking over these student bleachers, over the bleachers to make sure, see whether there's anything going on that there shouldn't be. And everything was pretty calm. And then I see this person waving. And I, who's he waving at? And I look at him, he's waving at me. I wave back. Must be a former student, didn't recognize that person. He gets up and starts walking down. As he comes down across me, now I recognize him, that it is Eddie. But Eddie looks quite different. He has a nice haircut, his hair is combed, clean looking, has a shirt with a collar on it. And the two things that really were different, one, he wore his pants up around his waist. Not halfway down to the area. Second thing, he didn't have that swagger that he had when he was And I said, this is Eddie. He comes over and he talks with me. He says, Mr. Jennings, guess what? He said, I said, what? He says, I'm going to college. And he was. He was going to Solano Community College. He says, I'm doing real well there, too. And I said, Eddie, come on over. I'll buy you a hot dog and a Coke. And he said, no, Mr. Jennings, I'll buy you a hot dog. I started to argue, and I thought, no, I think this is what he wants to do. And so we went over. We had a hot dog and a Coke. We talked with him for a while. I shook hands. He went back up to the stand. I've never seen Eddie since then. But I believe he's in a successful adult, that he made the opportunity of having a second chance. I was so glad that we were able to get the head counselor and myself were able to give him that second chance. He made the most of it. The Bible is filled with people who took advantage of second chances, all the way back to Adam, Moses, Jonah. Jonah could be the poster child for second chance. My favorite is the man called young man called John Mark, just Mark, the author of the Gospel according to Mark. And I'll try to you know, can you imagine two of the pillars of the church, two of the real leaders of the church, Barnabas and Paul, have been set aside by the Holy Spirit, mind you, to go on this, what we call the first missionary journey. And so they're ready to go, Barnabas and Paul, and they choose to take you. Wouldn't that be something? Can you imagine putting yourself in that place? You get to go. This is not just a short-term mission trip by the missions committee of the Antioch Church. This is by the Holy Spirit, and they're going out on this trip, and they choose to take you. Well, in fact, they chose to take Mark, and Mark has this great opportunity, and the first place they go to is the island of Cyprus, which is Barnabas's home country, and it's sort of easy there. They go to a couple of synagogues, and they talk, no opposition. And then they get on the boat, they go up to Asia Minor. And now things are going to get tough because there's going to be opposition. And Mark turns around and goes home. Mark was a quitter. One of the versions of the scriptures, I think in New King James, the word is used, deserted. Desertion, that's a serious issue to desert. But anyway, we don't know why. Mark maybe missed his mom's cooking, but he turns around and goes back to Jerusalem. It is easy. It is so easy to look at that and say, Mark, you idiot. And Mark, how could you do this? And to really be critical of Mark. But you know, I have been Mark. I've been given opportunities to serve the Lord, and I have committed myself to them, and I sort of started off, and I quit. Wonderful opportunities that the Lord has given me, and I'm not going to give you the detail, but not only did I quit, I actually turned from the Lord for that. The reason I think I can mention that in this group this morning, as I imagine I'm not the only Mark in this group. My guess is that there's some of you Marks out there, or Marquettes. The ladies. You've been given opportunities, and you started off. We know that that was in AD 46, and a little bit later, about 3 years later, they're going to go on a second. Paul and Barnabas are going to go again. Barnabas wants to take Paul, take Mark. Paul won't stand for it. Paul is very tough, very critical. He says, no way. And so he takes Silas and goes off on the second missionary journey. 10 years later, AD 60, Paul is in one of his first prisons. And he's writing a letter to the Colossians. And he says, welcome, Mark. I've written about Mark. And he tells them about Mark. And welcome this guy. Take him. Can you imagine that? How cool would it be to have a letter of recommendation from the Apostle Paul? I mean, you know, you go into some, go to a new town, a new place, a new church, and they say, well, no, no. What's your recommendation? Have you been to college? No, none of those, but I do have a letter from the Apostle Paul. That'd be sort of nice to have. And he also is writing, and Paul, hey, you know what happens? When God changes people, he changes more than one. God toughened up Mark to get back up there where the going was tough. And God softened up Paul. And Paul is writing a letter to a guy named Philemon who needs to forgive someone else, a runaway slave. And Paul is telling, hey, you know, give him a second chance. That's what he's saying, give him a second chance. Paul is saying that. You guys say, okay, how about that, Paul? So Paul has learned too. And Paul has said, and in this letter, Paul calls Mark my fellow worker. Now, not only is he saying, welcome this guy, but he is my fellow worker. And finally, in his last time when he's in prison in Rome, Paul writes to a young man named Timothy, and he tells Timothy, Paul knows he's at the end of his life. Maybe some of the people have deserted him. Some of the Christians that were with him have left. And Paul says to Timothy, he says, get Mark and bring him to me, because I need him for my ministry. Wow, what a change. Mark was given that second chance. And because of that second chance, he was up in the toughest of situations, up in Italy, up in Rome, when Nero was the emperor of Rome. Christians were being put in prison, and Mark had toughened up, and he was there serving Paul and serving the Lord. I love Christian Encounter Ministries. It gives second chances to those students. But you know, you probably realize the title of this message, The Second Chances, is all wrong. The Lord doesn't give just second chances, but third and fifth and tenth and 50th and 150th. I know, even though I don't know some of these stories, like you guys, it's not that those students come up and then make a change. They need chances, one after the other. They fall down, they get back up again. That's what happens. And that's why we can so strongly and gladly contribute to Christian Encounter Branch, because they give those chances to so many young people to make a difference in their life. I've been given second chance, third and fourth, and some of you have too. What a wonderful thing it is that we can say, thank you, God, you gave me another chance. Thank you.